I'm an apprentice mechanic for Alex Auto Electric. I've been working there for about 2 years now, and this is about January 15th, 1995, around 6:30 to 7 o'clock in between that time frame. We were finishing a day's work at a body shop at the old radar base, and as we were leaving the radar base, going in the Garson direction on the Garson Hanmer Highway, I drove for about 5 minutes, then I noticed these lights in the sky. They appeared to be moving very, very slowly between towers. I pointed at these lights and said to Paul, "What's that over there? All those lights. I don't remember seeing that many towers over there." And he goes, "It's just towers." So we kept driving. About 5 minutes later, we came upon this object that we could not believe we were looking at. I turned the radio completely off, rolled my window down, and said to Paul, "I can't believe what I'm seeing here. What is it?" He said calmly, "It's a UFO." And then I said, "Let's pull over and have a closer look." He said, "No," and he was referring back to a movie he had seen, Fire in the Sky, and he was scared to get abducted. So we kept driving. I had reduced my speed to about 40, 50 kilometers an hour on the highway. There was about 10 or 15 cars behind me. Nobody beeped. Nobody tried to pass me. I stuck my head out the window, pointed at the object, and stared at it as long as I could. As we were driving away from the object, I was constantly looking in my rearview mirror. I could see people coming in the other direction. As they were noticing the object, their brake lights were going on. So I drove for about another 5 minutes, decided to pull over, and told the guys, "If you don't want to come with me, don't come with me. I'll drop you off right here." They decided to come with me. We went back, we took a look, and we never saw the object again. The feelings that I was feeling when I was seeing this object were of fear. I was sort of excited, curious, and I don't think I've ever been that scared in my life. My hands were shaking so hard I was having a hard time lighting a cigarette. I still can't believe what I've seen was real. It seems too amazing. Like, the object wasn't making no sound at all. It didn't appear to be moving. It was just hovering there, and it was huge. It was at least the length of a 747, if not longer. And it had cylinders coming out of the sides at each end. On the side that was towards the highway, and they looked like they had some kind of panels on them, and it had one fin going up the middle with a rail going across the top, a rail going across the bottom with four lights on each rail. Two red lights on the top rail at each end, and two red lights on the bottom rail at each end, and two blue lights in the middle on the top rail, and two blue lights in the middle on the bottom rail. And I still can't understand how other people can believe me when I say this, because they haven't seen it, and to me, seeing is believing, and now that I've seen it, I actually believe it. So, and that's about it. Okay, I was on the lane on the opposite side where the object was on. It was about 50 feet away from the highway. And about 150 feet up. It was about the height of two telephone poles high, and it was just hovering there. The middle cylinder, I would say, was about 30 to 40 feet in diameter, and the smaller cylinders that protruded from the sides at 90 degrees seemed like they were about maybe 25, 30 feet in diameter and about 150 feet in length. The top fin was about, I'd say 150 feet to 200 and pointed straight up. It was slightly tapered all the way up, And the appearance, it didn't appear to have any seams in it, like an airplane would, with rivets or anything. It seemed to be smooth all the way down. It had a few antennas on it. I can't be exactly sure where to place the antennas on the drawing that I drew, because I was too busy, frankly, looking at the whole object, and I didn't really find the antennas really that interesting, I guess. I don't know. Okay, the object appeared to be of white color, like a dirty white, kind of like a sandy white, sand-covered white of some sort. The rails on the top and the bottom looked like they were a blackish color, and so did the panels on the end cylinders. The body of it was so huge that I couldn't really distinguish what was on the other side, but I think there was only one cylinder protruding on the other side of the object. The diameter of it and the angle that I was looking at it made it kind of hard to see it exactly. The lights were really strange looking. They didn't set off any glow around them at all. It was just like the light was there in one spot and it was intensified in one spot only. They weren't flashing or nothing. No sound was coming from the object. And we never saw it move when we were there. When we were driving beside it, it never moved. It just stayed there. Okay, going back to the cylinders that were protruding out of the sides, it looked like the ends of the cylinders that joined onto the larger body were tapered. They almost looked like the nose of a rocket attached onto the larger body. And going back as far as I could think of on the other side, I think there was only one and it came from the middle. I looked all over on it. I didn't see any windows or any indication that there were windows or any way of looking out or looking in, anything. It was just one piece of metal kind of thing. And that's about it.